Fantasy Lunchbox. Hey, fantasy fans. Welcome to the Fantasy Lunchbox, your quick rundown for everything fantasy football related. Jumping right into things, it looks like the Atlanta Falcons will be taking a committee approach at running back. Earlier this week, head coach Dan Quinn stated that what's best for the team is using Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman in unison. He went on to say that Freeman could definitely handle the full load, but from how the Falcons higher-ups have been talking up Coleman all offseason, they certainly aren't making that their first choice. Earlier this month, running back coach Bobby Turner said that he would obviously like to get Tevin more involved, and that also keeps Freeman fresher. Turner said, "We want them competing. They both can catch the football, they both have run instincts. When it comes down to it, the one difference is the flat-out long speed of Tevin Coleman." So, what does all this mean from a fantasy perspective? Let's start off with the numbers. Last year, Devontae Freeman finished the year as the number one running back in fantasy. He only had 1,061 yards rushing, but he made up for it with almost 600 receiving yards and 14 touchdowns. A steal in most drafts, Freeman came to the season second on the depth chart, but after teammate Tevin Coleman suffered a rib injury in week 2, Freeman took the starting job and he ran with it. And boy, do I mean he ran with it. From week 3 through 6, he averaged over 30 fantasy points per game, single-handedly winning owners their weeks. It wasn't until week 7 that Freeman came back down to earth and his fantasy production leveled out right around 12 points per game. Freeman's ADP has been slowly falling since March and will likely continue to drop based on the news. Currently, he's being drafted as the 17th overall player and the number 8 running back. Now, there are mixed opinions on how good Freeman actually is. He started the season strong, but he struggled down the stretch. Combined his end-year struggles with an unimpressive rookie season, and he can find some pretty varied predictions for 2016. So, what should you expect from Devontae? In my opinion, very little. Risk assessment is a large part of the fantasy draft, and for Freeman's current ADP, I don't think the risk meets the reward. Assuming that he plays well, somewhere between his monster early season and his late slugfest, his fantasy points have been propped up by a large workload. Freeman received 70% of the Falcons' running back usage in 2015, while Coleman only got 20%. Let's assume, even with the coach's buzz around Coleman, they only take a handful of carries away from Freeman. I think it's safe to assume that a 60-40 split is likely. If the Falcons repeat their 2015 season and Freeman only got 60% of the fantasy points, he'd end the season with 204 points. So, what does 204 points get you? Over the last three seasons, running backs that finished in the top 10 averaged 222 total fantasy points at the end of the year. 2015 was just a spectacularly bad year for running backs. If Freeman finished with 204 points in 2014 or 2013, he'd be the number 8 or 9th back respectively. Now, that might not sound that bad. The number 8th running back off the board finishes right where he's expected, as the number 8th back. But that isn't his floor. That 204 number, in my opinion, is near his ceiling. To get it, we're assuming two things. First, the Falcons can repeat their 2015 success, and second, that Freeman continues to get the bulk of the carries. Last year, the Falcons' strength of schedule was ranked 32nd and the easiest in the league, while this year they're tied with the 49ers for having the toughest schedule. In 2015, the Falcons' running back performance was their best in the last 5 years. It's not hard to imagine them falling a little short of the 2015 numbers. Freeman's early season performance may have earned him the right to first chance, but if he struggles early on, I have no doubt Coleman will see even more work. Now, I'm not a Tevin Coleman truther, and I'm not saying that he'll replace Freeman as the lead back, but what I am saying is the coaches love him. They absolutely love him. They love him so much that if you aren't just a little bit concerned about him taking work away from Freeman, then you're turning a blind eye. Coleman finished the year with a 4.5 yards per carry, began 2015 as the starter, and the coaches have even talked about him getting into the passing game. I think the Falcons' situation is similar to Cincinnati's last year. Fantasy owners were crushed when Jeremy Hill didn't live up to his second round expectations. After struggling early on, Hill split carries with Giovanni Bernard. Neither of them could really be relied on from a week-to-week basis. In fact, Hill's the perfect example of how much impact Coach Love can have. Hill struggled with fumble problems early in the season, he had a tough time running the ball, and he ended with like a 3.6 yards per carry. But somehow he kept getting the ball, even though Bernard was much more effective running and catching the ball. The coaches continued giving Hill work all the way to the end. The Falcons' backfield has a lot of fantasy potential, but with carries being split and the difficulty increasing their schedule, Freeman's being overvalued based on his crazy start to 2015. His sample size for being great is really small, and the likelihood that he doesn't pan up to it, it's pretty great. Now, it's possible for him to live up to his current ADP, but for me, there are safer choices going around him, not only with a better ceiling, but a much higher floor. That's it for today. Until next time, I'm Corey Kasurek, and this is the Fantasy Lunchbox.